Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky, it's the Internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Acting up from northwest, east, south.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on.
Get it started,
come on.
Get it started,
yeah.
Get it started.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started
in here.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sam and Dan Nation. We are the Internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. We on Saturday night, motherfucker.
What up, motherfucker?
Had your kids, had your wife, and had your husband because they raping everybody out here.
Shit just got real. Welcome to the Sam and Dan Nation Bareback Edition, baby. Thick, raw, and uncut for your listening
it's
satisfaction.
It's grisly.
It's dirty. Daniel, how fucking cool is this, man? We have hit the big time, baby.
Wow, winning, 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 winning.
We're winning, goddammit. That's a fact. After 3 long months of humorless FCC-friendly programming, the gloves are finally off. You can take your ball gag out now, Daniel. Big thanks again to Mr. Todd Sheets for taking a chance on us and throwing us up on the uncensored Saturday lineup. If you're listening out there tonight, it's Saturday. If you're not drinking, I have no idea what the fuck you're doing with your life. Open a cold beer, mix yourself a drink, take your pants off, and get ready for an hour of auditory insanity. It's going to be a great fucking show. The lovely, talented, drop-dead gorgeous, up-and-coming horror actress, Miss Bianca Barnett, is going to be on the show this evening. Daniel, what do you think about that shit? It's pretty crazy, isn't
it? I think
it?
She's pretty awesome.
It's pretty great. We got us a real woman on the program tonight. Doesn't happen very often. We didn't even have to bribe her, did we?
No. No monetary.
She agreed of her own free will.
No monetary donations.
No duct tape or nothing. Didn't even have to let her out of the trunk of your car. That never happens. Speaking of fine-ass women, Daniel and I are running ourselves a little contest, aren't we, Daniel?
We are indeed.
It's called America's Best New Booty. Ladies out there who are listening, turn up your radios and pay close attention.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. I want to see you make your butt cheeks jiggle. Love it. We've got a lot of great responses already. We're going to start posting submissions to our webpage in the next week or
so. You know, It kind of bothers me that Sir Mix-a-Lot's other song, Put 'Em on the Glass, doesn't get as much play. I think next we're going to have a Put 'Em on the Glass contest.
We should have a Put 'Em on the
Glass contest.
For
those of you that don't understand the concept of Put 'Em on the Glass,
why was it that Put 'Em on...
Serve up the breasts on the glass of the window.
Why was it that Put 'Em on the Glass just didn't do so well?
Because it was like a sequel, and like people were like, Put 'Em on the Glass.
Like, we already watched the first one. The first one was good.
I think people just preferred butts. I mean, that's just what it came down to.
I definitely prefer butts. I do.
That was his breast song.
Maybe we should just call the whole damn contest and give the title to Miss Barnett. What do you think?
Well,
she's the contender.
She would, of course, have to send us a butt pic first.
I don't know. I've seen enough of her on the internet to tell that, you know, even if she had pancake ass, she'd still probably be winning.
Wow, winning, 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 winning.
Oh, my God. One lucky lady will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise and will get the opportunity to accompany us to conventions, promotional gigs, court hearings, bail arraignments, court-mandated Alcoholics Anonymous meetings. The things that we do on a regular basis, you know. On some real shit, dude. We got to get a female on this program regularly. We do. There is way, way too much dick on this show. Between fucking Paul and you and me and fucking Clay. It's just a goddamn sausage fest around here. And the fact that you're generally recording, like, right now in your boxer shorts doesn't help shit at all. The fact that you're
dong. At least they're not tidy whities.
Jesus Christ. So, to commemorate our first uncensored show on Jackalope, this is our very first uncensored show. Daniel and I have been keeping a list of words and phrases that we've been wanting to say on the air for the last 3 months but couldn't, right?
Just you know, we have problems.
Jotting things it's down cool. From time to time. So we decided to get everything out of our system all at once by reading this list and putting music behind it.
Yeah, and since we're going to do it anyway, we figured we'd throw fart songs behind it because, you know, if you're going to be juvenile, why not go all the way? Don't half-ass
making a fucking life out of dick and fart jokes. So without further ado, here's everything we've wanted to say on the air. Okay, this is a list of words and phrases that we've wanted to say on the air for a long time but haven't been able to. Here we go. Asshole, ass cunt, cunt ass, anal rape, anal leakage, angry anal rape, anal vomiting, blue balls, butt sex, bareback butt sex,
butt fuck, wordy cheese pie, cunt, cunt stain, cock stain, cunt fart, queef, dirty Sanchez, rusty trombone, fuck stick, suck on my fuck stick,
motherfucker, cock, cocksucker, dick cheese, swallow my meaty member, baby gravy, ball juice, baby batter, baby tunnel, from under cheese,
dirty love canal, bukkake, jism, space docking, eager power bottom, pussy, pussy snot, pussy fart, AIDS tunnel, go skate into a fucking AIDS tree,
belching, cunnilingus, fellatio, cum swap, cum fart, cum bubble, cum bucket, cream pie eating contest, anal cream pie eating contest, we're having an anal cream pie eating contest.
Burt McCracken. Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Why? I don't know.
It's a
Power that. Top. Glory hole feeding time. Fisting. Stretch my dirty man pussy. Fuck tunnel. Twin piston gasoline powered ass hammer. Brown eye. Reaching the brown eye.
Cum gargle. Cum gargling sewer sluts. Whore. Bloody hatchet wound. Red time. Fun time. Red wings. Man train. Pivot Man, Cum Rag, Smegma Monster, Duck
Nobody
Butter.
Nobody likes getting attacked by the Smegma Monster.
Duck Butter.
Camel Toe, Carpet Muncher, Cripple Sex.
Cripple Sex.
That's just weird. Toad, Quit, Cock Jockey, Cock Waffle? What is a Cock Waffle? Cum Dumpster, Slave Me, Rotten Rodney.
Give her the Rotten Rodney. Ass Goblin, Clown Rape, Stutterfuck, Turd Tunnel, Suckling Dick, Sucking Dick, Fuck Butter, Stank Tunnel, Scat Play, Scatman Crothers.
Just because that's one dirty, scatty motherfucker. Donkey Show, Facial, Dildo, Inflatable Hole Stretcher, Muff Diver, Holy Diver, Ronnie James Dio, Bungle, Mr. Bungle, Rape Blow, I am going to rape blow the shit out of you.
Vaginal Secretions, Vaginal Insertions, Arby's Roast Beef, Britney Spears, Penis Puffer, Ass Chaps, Poontang, Poonani, Pole Smoker, Transvestite Fuck Pole.
Rim Job, Thunder Cunt, Titty Fuck, Twat Lips, Uncle Fucker, but J.J. Abrams, the Rotten Rorschach.
Give her the Rotten Rorschach.
Slimy salami. And what did you give the waitress, Samson?
Just the tip. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
What the fuck
Christ.
Is wrong with us?
We have fucking issues, dude. Hey, we got it all at once. Blah, 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 blah. Not every uncensored show is going to be this descriptive, but maybe they will.
Sometimes me. You just want to say fuck stick.
Sometimes you just want to say fuck stick. Give her the Rotten Rodney.
I'm pretty sure you could have said the Rotten Rodney before, but nobody would have known what it is.
The Rotten Rorschach. The strange stain that appears on the bed that is the wet spot. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to pay some motherfucking bills. Keep the lights on here in Trailer Island. Reload that player card, and we will be back with this week's news report. Get it. Snoogans.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com. Tired of dry, tasteless, homophobic chicken sandwiches? Overly opinionated restaurant owners and CEOs hating on your lifestyle? Don't let them ruin your dinner. Come on down to Cods and Cox, where fish and chicken don't just share a domestic partnership, they get married on a bed of lettuce. You might say our delicious fish and chicken sandwiches are bi-curious about pleasing your taste buds. Try our brand new salty cod sandwich with an order of rainbow chicken bites. Or maybe our new Power Bottom Poultry Pounded Deluxe Sandwich. Sexy chicken breast, stretched wide, fist-pounded and hammered into a delicate patty. Served with fried sardines and a side of our bi-curious buttermilk biscuits. It doesn't get any more accepting than that. You know what time it is. It's fishy chicken time. Grab your life partner and head down to a restaurant where anyone can be what they want to be, and you can stick anything you want in your mouth. Food, that is. Cods and Cox. Smells like fish, but it tastes like chicken.
Jesus Christ. You know what's funny is we played that on the FCC compliance show. Anyway.
Have you ever eaten fish and chicken together? That's no. Like a McGangbang.
No,
kind of.
It's like a
for those of you that don't understand what a McGangbang
the
is.
Gangbang.
A McGangbang is when you buy the $2 menus. You got to get the McChicken and you got to get the McDouble, and you put them together into one sandwich. Believe it or not, it's actually kind of tasty.
This shit is delicious.
I beef and chicken just does not make sense together, but for some reason it kind of works.
Cods and Cox. Smells like fish, tastes like chicken. See, there you go. We ran the Cods and Cox commercial again because everybody loved it. And also since half of America is still fighting over goddamn chicken.
The chicken wars have begun.
Stop with the Chick-fil-A bullshit. Oh, Christ. All right, folks. It's time for this week's news report. We're going to kick that shit off right now. Here's Kansas City's finest, Mac motherfucking Lethal with Party in the USA. One of my favorite songs. I've always wanted to play this on the air, dude, but I haven't been able to. So here we go. Party in the USA, Mac Lethal.
I am shit-heeled drunk at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Figured let's cover Miley. Hey.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with some kush in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of In-N-Out, by the way, Fergie's a him.
That's a big dick.
Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to the left and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. In fact, I think I'm gonna get wasted. My stomach empty and I'm feeling kinda garsick. I wish that I could take a bong hit. That's when the taxi man puts on the radio and a Soulja Boy song was on.
Oh no!
And a Soulja Boy song was on.
He's so stupid.
Is he retarded? What is wrong?
Yo,
so I put my blunt up like fuck the police. Every day is a Saturday. Pabst Blue Ribbon like yeah. Double IPA like yeah. Put my blunts up like fuck the police. Every day is a Saturday. Hell yeah.
It's a party in the USA. Douchebags, we're Ed Hardy in the USA. Went to the club later on that night and I bought some ecstasy.
Let's roll, bitch.
When I was Miley Cyrus age, I smoked weed and took LSD.
Now I'm too old, bitch.
Now I'm a grown man with a bad prostate. My baby's mama got a voice like Tom Waits. Child support by stiletto. I guess I didn't get the memo. My stomach empty and I'm feeling kinda dope sick. Nothing alive when eaters won't fix. That's when the DJ turns up the radio and ICP was on.
Miracles.
And ICP was on.
Shock your eyelids.
Fuck scientists, they're all wrong. So I put my blunt up like fuck the police. Every day is a Saturday. Pabst Blue Ribbon like yeah. Double IPA like yeah. Put my blunt up like fuck the police. Every day is a Saturday. Hell yeah, it's a party in the USA.
Blue ribbon like yeah.
Yeah, I love that
double
he brings
IPA
up the,
like yeah.
I love that he brings up the PBR because that's the official drink of Mr. Clint Eastwood.
That's the fucking official drink of white trash trailer bound motherfuckers everywhere.
And also Clint Eastwood.
And also Clint Eastwood.
And I'm not going to call Clint Eastwood white trash because, you know, no. that's just opening
shit,
up
there
some...
There was a knock at the door there. I think it's Clint. He's,
that's opening up some Chuck Norris sort of Pandora's box there. You don't want Clint coming to fuck you up.
Love me some Mac Lethal. Daniel was like, you're going to play that shit 2 weeks in a row, or play his shit. We didn't play that same song last week, but you're going to play Mac shit.
I'm just waiting for you to like right below Mac Lethal.
It's a little bit of a man crush I got going on. Anyway, we got a ton of shit to talk about. Let's get started. The news report, ladies and gentlemen. Drink if you're listening. Mountain Dew's Dub the Dew online poll goes horribly wrong. This is fucking hilarious. I'm going to read part of an article here, and then Daniel and I are going to talk shop about it. It's fucking funny. The Dub the Dew campaign must have seemed like such a good idea at the time. After all, letting the internet choose the name for a green apple-infused soft drink is great marketing, and it helps the brand build loyalty, right? What could possibly go wrong? But promoters forgot just what they were dealing with when soliciting the opinion of the masses. These were, after all, the same people who exiled rapper Pitbull to a Walmart in fucking Alaska. As could have been expected, the results of the Dub the Dew campaign were so offensive and useless that the entire promotion needed to be shut down. Okay, so we're not going to... The first rule of the image board site, which we're going to reference, is you do not speak of this image board site. And the second rule of this image board site is you do not speak of this image board site. So we're not going to...
Well, there's no proof that they specifically did
they
it. But
fucking
they did it.
They fucking totally did it. So we're not going to talk about the image board site, but we're going to say that you crazy motherfuckers over at the site, which will not be named,
are fucking hilarious.
Are fucking hilarious. Pretty funny. Dub the Dew, Mountain Dew's new green apple drink, and they've been coming out with all kinds of shit here lately, haven't they? Like, what was the black one? The black
pitch black. It was a Halloween exclusive. Mm-hmm. They would always run it around October.
Okay.
And they did Pitch Black 2.
Turns your poop
pitch
green.
Pitch Black 3. Right? You got that leprechaun shit going on.
It smells like me gold. It tastes like me gold. Me golden delicious gold.
Right? Right on. Well, okay, so they're doing a green apple flavor. Basically, obviously, they were asking fans to try to come up with names for what the flavor should be called. And... the beautiful motherfuckers over at the image board that shall not be named came up with some really great ideas.
You make it sound like it's Voldemort. The image board who shall not be named.
Motherfucker, they're hackers, dude. I ain't trying to get distributed services.
No, I'm just saying, give them a proper name. All right, let's go with this.
First one. All right, this is great, and I love this one. This is one of my favorite ones. Methamphetagreen. Okay, here we go. The Jews did 9/11. This was actually posted on Mountain Dew's site. No offense to the Jews.
And they were voted upon. They weren't just, like, people
right.
had to
yeah,
vote.
No, no,
and
no.
Like
people literally voted
ones.
These into place, which is what's fucked up. Soda. I'm from Wisconsin. We call it pop.
Soda.
Sierra Mist. That's fucking funny. Coke. Okay, here we go. Gushing Granny.
Let me fix you some sandwiches.
Okay, hold on. Sour Granny Slap.
That just brings forth all kinds of weird images in my head.
Fapple. That's funny. It's a play on Snapple. And fap here, people don't know what fap means, but in Europe, fap means to masturbate. It means to fucking jerk off. So
fapping off in my bedroom.
I'm going to go home and get a quick fap in. Fabulous apple. That's funny. I like that one, too. This is great.
Diabetes testing supplies.
You know, I was talking to somebody about diabetes today, and they were like, why did they ever replace him? Like, Wilford Brimley should have always done those commercials.
Hi, I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes. It hurts me to pee, and it causes me to be short with my family. I can't sleep at night. The other day, I stubbed my toe and took it out on the dog. And 2 weeks ago, I ran out of vanilla ice cream and struck my wife. And then I find out my wife's been dead for 6 years. Who the hell did I hit?
Potato. Potato was next on the list.
For those of you that don't know, whenever this image board references potato, it's always in reference to someone mentally handicapped.
That's terrible.
They can count to potato.
Can you count
to
potato?
That's pretty rough, but...
Soylent Green. That's great.
Mountain Dew is made out of people!
Shrek's cock. Shrek jizz. 9-gag meme drink. If you don't know what a meme is basically... what is it, Daniel? It's a distortion of a popular photo.
Yeah, they'll show a photo, and then based off of whatever it looks like, they'll make commentary.
Slimer's pussy and Slimer's spunk. That's great. You got slimed. And the last one, this was actually number one that was voted in.
Yes, this would have been.
This would have been the Mountain Dew name. Hitler did nothing wrong.
Mountain Dew. Hitler did nothing wrong.
Have you tried the new Hitler did nothing wrong? It tastes like green apples. It doesn't make any sense at all. That's terrible. Jesus Christ. Obviously Hitler did something wrong. Hitler was a fucking asshole. But that's funny. That's really funny. That's funny. So good for them. Way to band together and
just troll the shit out of
something productive.
And that, Mountain Dew of all things.
I know. That's like the computer geeks fucking energy syrup. Like they all fucking drink.
I don't really care for it.
Gamers too, man. Gamers too.
I'm more of a big red guy with my white castles.
The fart castles. Alright, moving on. Bride accused of murdering groom hours before the wedding. Fucking hilarious.
What happened? He leave the toilet seat up?
Something like that. We got a friend who's about to get married.
I told you that bitch crazy!
Okay, I'm going to read part of the article. Bride accused of murdering groom hours before wedding. This is ABC News. A bride-to-be is charged with murder after allegedly stabbing her fiancé just hours before the couple's wedding was to start near Whitehall, Pennsylvania. Cola Darcel Franklin, 21, and her fiance Billy Raphael Brewster, 36, were planning to tie the knot at 10 a.m. on Saturday, but at some point during the night, Franklin and Brewster began arguing. In the heat of the argument, Franklin allegedly stabbed Brewster twice with a kitchen knife.
So wait,
one of the wounds punctured his heart.
Here's what terrible. I grasp out of this. This guy's middle name was Raphael.
Teenage Mutant Ninja, right? Where was he with the size to disarm her? One stab wound punctured his heart, a deputy sheriff said. When police arrived at the apartment shortly after 2 a.m., they found Brewster bleeding from chest wounds on the second floor. He was transported to the Lake County Trauma Center and pronounced dead at 3:24 a.m., less than 7 hours before his wedding. That's terrible. I feel bad for this dude. I do, in a way, but at the same time, I want to say at least she didn't wait until the marriage actually began before she started torturing him. Seriously. You know, in my opinion, this motherfucker got off easy. We should all be so lucky, getting snuffed out right before the wedding vows. This guy just saved himself like 18 years of child support.
That's what happens when you try to marry crazy bitches. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
That's real shit. All right, moving on here. Inmate sneaks sperm to wife and has a son in jail. Basically, this guy, who's been in jail for years, has been sneaking sperm to his wife via turkey baster or, I don't know, injection module of some type. And she's been getting pregnant. She's gotten pregnant more than once, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. If
you're, would you lose some of them? If you're, or she have some mutant babies?
Yeah! If you read the article, clearly she has done this more than once. But anyway, I guess they were trying to charge her and charge him for a crime. They don't really know how he's getting it out, but somehow this guy is... She claims that Allah, obviously, has blessed her with several fatherless children. But that's not at all the case. This guy's yakking it into a balloon, and some correctional guard is.
What if there's some correctional guard inside that's swallowing ass. Balloons of semen and shitting them out later to give to her? Here you go. Here's your baby gravy.
I was gonna insert a felching joke here, but I wasn't quite sure how to shoehorn it in. A load in the uterus is worth two in the slammer.
Ironically, he was in jail over child support.
All right, folks, that will do it for this week's news report. And ladies and gentlemen, it's 420 here on the Sam and Dan Nation. Roll up those blunts, pack those bowls, and ice down your bongs. Because we're about to get lifted in this motherfucker. We're going to smoke some of that Blueberry Electric 3000, ain't we, Daniel? That shit scares me. That's a terrifying name. It is. We're about to smoke it, though. I don't even know if we're going to be able to do our goddamn interview.
Not Gorilla Panic.
They're coming, and I think this is permanent. Oh, Christ. Daniel and I are going to take us a little 420 break, going to smoke some of that Electric Blueberry, and we'll be right back with this week's guest, the lovely, amazing, jaw-droppingly beautiful Miss Bianca Barnett. Stoners across the nation, light that shit up. Delicious. You can actually taste the fucking berries. It's like Crunchberry cereal or some shit.
I got cold chill.
Jesus Christ, I'm fucking stoned. Are you even going to be able to talk to Bianca?
Yeah, we're good.
Maybe. Okay, gentlemen, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. If you've seen any of her films or you've just been on the internet lately, you should probably know who this woman is. If you don't, you should. Homegirl got a wiki page. Did you know that? You know you're somebody when you got the Wikipedia page. We have seen her in movies such as Albino Farm, In a Spiral State, The Devil's Muse, and My Sucky Teen Romance. She also hosts a bi-monthly videocast called WTF or Watch These Films. She's about as up-and-coming gets. A smile that melts hearts and a body that stops fucking traffic. Gentlemen, please use your one free hand to clap on something. Miss Bianca Barnett. Miss Barnett, how the hell are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
No. Thank you for being on the show. I can't tell you how excited we actually are to have you on the program tonight.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, no, we definitely were. We're talking about this earlier. It's nice to actually have a woman on the show for once.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often.
It is. It's terrible. It's a goddamn sausage fest over here. So this is a nice change of pace, especially for a woman. So.
Oh, thank you.
So Dan and I have been following your work for a while. We actually watched Albino Farm the other night for the first time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got to say, you know, I can't speak for Dan, but I really dug it. Dan, cool. How'd you
yeah,
feel?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting flick.
It is. For a low-budget horror film, you know, it's actually fucking badass. Most low-budget horror films suck. I mean, honestly.
It's true.
You don't really expect much, but this was actually different. It had a decent story. It was shot well. The kills in the movie were wonderful. The deranged mutant psychopaths. That's actually some scary shit.
Good. I hope I scared you.
It's scary for us because we live somewhere this could actually happen. Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Louisville's relatively normal, but you get outside of Louisville into the deep south of Kentucky, and
it can double for West Virginia.
Nothing but ass rape
my
country.
Husband's from West Virginia, so I'm there a lot, actually.
Right on.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Just any sort of, I don't want to say backwoods because I don't want it to be insulting to anyone.
It's okay. There's people in this.
How about rural, like a rural part of town where there are overzealous religious cults almost.
Right. Well, we'll just say this. The stereotypes exist for a reason.
That's true.
There's people in this goddamn state who still don't wear shoes. That's the fact. That is a fact. Loved your character in that. What were you called? Was it Pig Girl?
Pig Bitch.
Pig Bitch, okay.
Pig Bitch, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
The only problem I had with it is you're a beautiful woman and they cover your face with prosthetics. I mean, I love the concept. But
yeah. Well, it's
a lot of people actually had that same complaint. And, you know, they really had trouble finding someone that wanted to play that part.
Right.
Well, I was going to ask.
How
horrible was the actual makeup?
It was hard. I mean, it took sometimes 4 hours just to put it on. And I would have to wear it for sometimes 12 to 15 hours a day.
Jesus.
But once I was on set, I didn't even think about it, you know? It was just the waiting part, you know, that was so hard. Having to sit around with that stupid thing on my head all the time.
Does it feel really awkward?
I would imagine it would.
It weighed about almost 5 pounds, so having that on your head all day, and it was made out of fiberglass with a silicone
kind of skin. That sounds awful. Right?
It really cut into my head, and I couldn't see out of one eye, and I had to wear these uncomfortable teeth, and it was just not.
So I'm guessing there was no eating or drinking or anything.
No, like, not really. I had to take the teeth out and like drink out of a straw. It wasn't really that fun.
Well, you know, it's something that you totally didn't expect. Like when you first see you in the scene, all you see is your body, and you're like, you're like, Jesus, like this dude doesn't have it that bad. I mean, yeah, he's got a fucking bear trap stuck on his leg, but shit could be worse. This chick's smoking. And then up comes the veil, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Put it back down.
That's actually my favorite scene because it's just so surreal, you know, so
it
weird.
Is.
Like, man, that's really kind of fucked up. I don't know. I don't know. My parent, at least my dad, he saw the movie, and he was just kind of like, are you okay, honey?
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. My parents know I'm kind of weird anyway, so.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with being weird. So
yeah.
you were awesome in that. For all those who've been living under a rock and don't know who you are, could you tell us just a little bit about yourself? Who is Bianca Barnett?
I'm an actress, and I'm mostly known for Albino Farm, though I do have several films in the works and coming out this year. I also have a horror movie review show. Podcast.
That's right.
We've checked that out. Quite
WTF.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Watch these films. WTF. And it's just sort of a goofy. I love 80s slashers films. So it's basically me sitting around, kind of ripping on them and just talking about them. And it's just kind of a fun little show.
No, it's great, actually.
Thanks.
Oh, your reviews are insightful and pointed.
I don't want to be too stuffy. So
No.
Well, here's the thing. I love 80s slasher films too, but like 90% of them, they're just mind-numbingly bad.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
They're fun too.
They're fun though. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You don't really go expecting that. That's the whole premise of the show. I mean, they're just sort of a play on the WTF anyway. Like, there's so many bad ones that had such like strange what the fuck kind of moments that I just sort of thought, hey, this is a good. I mean, a lot of people do review shows, but no one really does like a vidcast or a videocast, whatever you want to say.
Oh,
and
you're right. You're right.
And they also review big stuff like modern films and stuff like that. And I kind of wanted to tap into films I liked, and I know there's a niche for it out there.
We saw the review you did of The Video Dead, which
that's my favorite one so far.
Daniel and I watched The Video Dead a little while ago, and that's a rough sumbitch to get through.
And that was with plenty of alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, we were drunk when we watched that fucking movie, and it's pretty rough to get there.
It is. You know, a lot of people really love that movie, so a lot of people were kind of like, why did you give it such a bad review? But I think it had potential. I just think it just kind of...
I think there are things about it that works. Like, I like the weird concept of the TV that just happens to be delivered to the house.
Right. Like, but they were supposed to deliver it to the occult center or whatever.
They're some of the weirdest zombies ever.
Sometimes a bad film is just a bad film, you know? Yeah. At the end of the day. So tell us what got you interested in acting?
Well, I have always loved movies. I wanted to know when I was a kid, I wanted to learn more about how they were made. And so I watched all these shows growing up, like Movie Magic and all that stuff. And I don't know, I just got interested. And then as I got older, I was watching a lot of independent film.
Nice.
I just really loved it. And I thought, you know, I wanted to be a part of that. So I started out as a model and then got bored with that pretty quickly.
What got you interested in the horror genre specifically? Like, what? Because most women are not at all into horror.
Yeah.
Most women are like, you know, oh God, they won't watch a scary movie without some dude to cling to. Like,
well, my parents, when I was younger, they had a model kit shop called Lunar Models. So my parents were really into the sci-fi thing, and they would go to all these conventions, but my dad especially also sold some horror kits and stuff. So I sort of tagged along with him, and I went to sci-fi conventions, and at the time, the genres kind of overlapped. Not so much now. I mean, they're separate conventions, really, for both, but
right.
I had a chance to meet a lot of people that worked in the business as a kid, and someone like Bob Burns, who has original props from an American Werewolf in London and Alien and Exorcist, right. All the stuff. So as a kid, I got to go to his house and look at all these props.
That's awesome.
And it was so mind blowing for a kid. So I was just like, I want to know more about this.
It kind of inspired you to move forward with it.
Yeah. And when I was a kid, I just loved horror films. I don't know what it was. Like, I would, the video store, I would just, my mom would drop me off or she'd take me by, and like, I'd pick out things like The Lost Boys or something like that. And she'd be like, are you sure you can watch this? And I'm like, yeah, I can watch this. And they would scare me, but I would, you know, like, I'd watch all kinds of horror films. I'd stay up late. My husband and I have Netflix, and we decided we were going to go through and watch every Friday the 13th movie.
Nice.
And just sort of watch them, you know, daily. And because a lot of them I had always just seen on TV, and, you know, they always cut them up. And
right.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw some of them was on USA Up All Night.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Joe Bob Briggs.
Yeah, I met Joe Bob Briggs last year.
Did you, dude? We are Joe Bob fanboys.
He's awesome. He was so nice. I feel really bad because he invited my husband and I, like, to something called Bad Mexican Food Night, which is something he does with his friends. And we didn't get to go because I had a lot of homework. I'm in school too, and he and I both had homework, so we couldn't go do it. But he was so nice, and he asked me for a copy of Albino Farm, so I sent him that. Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Yeah, Joe Bob is the shit. You review a lot of horror films, obviously, so I'm just curious, what are some of your favorites? Like, what are some of your...
Where do I start?
I know, that's a really broad... That's a shitty question to ask a horror fan, I know.
Okay. I love stuff, even, like, I loved Pumpkinhead. That was one of my favorites as a
kid.
Pumpkinhead
rocks.
Yeah, The Lost Boys. I love that. I loved An American Werewolf in London. I love all the Friday 13th. Well, not all of them, but most of them. You know,
right,
Nightmare
right.
on Elm Street. I don't even know where to start.
The,
it's almost
the
like
classics.
Yeah, I almost, and Halloween. You know, all of those. I have to almost go into subgenres.
You know, I feel like Hollywood just gotten sloppy and shitty and lazy. Yeah. Like, I don't know what the fuck happened, man. Like, horror movies used to be wonderful back in the day, and now they're. Like, I can count on one
the
hand.
The only time you get decent ones is indie flicks anymore.
Yeah.
If you want to get technical, though, that was kind of always the case. They would start off mostly indie, and then they would become these machines.
Yeah. I took a film class, and they were telling, or I actually learned that I think in 1983, I think they said it was almost like 60% of the money that went in the box office was for, like, horror films, slasher-type films.
I really don't like this Saw trend of flicks.
No.
Saw,
I mean,
torture porn.
To be honest, I've only seen the first Saw, but I really don't like torture porn. I don't.
Passion of the Christ.
I like a little bit of levity in my horror film, not some guy strapped to a toilet in a dingy bathroom for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's sort of just, yeah, it kind of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
Well, but I just feel dirty when
yeah,
I watch
Saw
film.
Yeah.
I want to take a shower afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, that leads me to my next question. What are some of your least favorite horror films? I know Video Dead.
I don't even really hate that one that much. I mean, I watched it, didn't I?
That's true.
I guess I really don't like super modern horror films, and I'm not talking about those that come to the theater or anything. More like almost the type that sort of just gets slapped together and shot in someone's kitchen or something in their apartment. And I understand you have to start somewhere, but those to me are just really hard to watch because it's bad acting.
Well,
it's
yeah, they always have the same formula, too. It's the same.
I mean, that kind of stuff. I don't know. I mean, other than that, like, I think we already kind of covered. I don't really like the torture porn stuff.
Right. I gotcha. Well, what I'm curious, what got you involved in video casting and podcasting? What started that?
My husband actually used to have a show on Jack Lope as well.
Really?
And, yeah, it was called The Macabre Cafe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was talking to me a lot about radio shows and things, and I was kind of like, And then, like I said, I took that film class recently, and I just really, I had to review a lot of movies for the class.
Right.
So I was like, this is kind of fun, sort of rediscovering why I love movies and why I want to be in them. I was like, it might be cool to do that. And then I did the show, Bill Shetty, I talked to him on Horror Palace, and during the show, he was just kind of like, hey, you know, you want to be on
Horror
Palace?
Right.
I was like, sure.
Nice.
So that's kind of how it all kind of just worked out like that. It was nice.
That's awesome. Well, you do a really good job, honestly.
Thank you. First, I was really, you know, not comfortable at all, but I think it's hard to just sit there and talk to the camera and you know, you don't know how people are going to react and what they're going to say or, you know.
Here's the thing that I hate about when people review horror. What you do is good. You know, it's clear, it's concise, it's to the point, you express your feelings. You know, sometimes people take a movie like fucking Troll 2, for instance.
Oh, God, yeah.
And tear it apart for an hour and a half. And, like, I just can't listen to shit. Like,
well, you know,
give me your opinion and shit, but I don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to make it too long because I don't want it to be boring. And I understand that it's difficult to actually make a film, you know, especially being involved in that process myself. So I know that a lot of these movies, people really put their heart and soul and a lot of money or for them money into it.
Right.
So I don't want to be dream crusher or anything like that.
Don't want to crush anybody's dreams.
Right. So, I mean, I try to be objective, you know, I try to point out something good about the film. So
that's nice of you because Hollywood's fucking mean, man.
Yeah, they are.
Do you do any of the horror con circuit?
Yeah, I do.
That's
in fact,
awesome.
Where do you usually go? So far, I've been all over the place. I've been everywhere from, you know, L.A. to Indianapolis to Pennsylvania, Texas.
Nice.
I haven't hit like Florida and I haven't gone to New York yet or New Jersey. But the next one I'm going to is Horror Hound Weekend.
Oh, great.
2 weeks, actually, in September.
Wonderful.
Thanks. In Indianapolis. So I'm going there as press and I'm bringing, you know, the whole WTF sort of thing, and I'm going to cover that. So that's a first.
Rock
so we'll
roll.
See how that goes.
That's awesome.
Be okay. I don't know. I mean, I kind of don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I know I can figure it out pretty quickly.
No. You're doing very well, and I think that people will love it. I'm sure.
Oh, good. I don't want to say, like, I have a gift, but I can talk with anyone, basically.
Right. What other projects are you currently working on right now?
Well, I'm attached to a couple of things right now. One is called Vengeance Wears a Skirt, and it's
nice.
Been in the works. Yeah, it's been in the works for almost 4 years now, but it's getting close to, there's just been so much paperwork, and they had casting issues and everything else, but now the budget's there. The negotiation, there's actually a fairly big named actor that is negotiating right now. I can't talk about it yet, but as soon as he signs, you know, we can talk about it. Locations are getting set and all this stuff. So basically, it's been described, and I've read the script as well, as kind of almost like Kill Bill, sort of, but not
nice.
Not quite. Yeah, it's going to be sort of an exploitation action.
That's awesome.
I mean, it won't really be horror, but there will be violence and blood.
Right,
so.
Right.
And I'm the lead in that, so that's really cool.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
it's
wonderful.
It's going to be my first lead, so I'm kind of nervous, but I think I can do it.
Oh, yeah, man. You'll be great. That's awesome. Okay. That's great.
And then there's Experiments in Killing, which they've been talking about it on Horror Palace as well. It's sort of an experimental, it's a low budget, very low budget, but it's an experimental filmmaking kind of thing where they're actually documenting all of the behind the scenes stuff on their podcast. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. That's what intrigued me to that. So, and then I have one more film, but I have to wait until September really to announce
right.
it, but the sequel to something that's about to come out, so that's kind of cool.
Awesome. Very
right
cool
on.
Well, where can fans find you? Where can people go to stay up on the latest Bianca Barnett news?
Well, you can go to my website, biancabarnett.com, or you can go to my Facebook page. I've got like three.
I noticed that. You do.
Yeah.
You're all over Facebook. That's awesome.
Unfortunately, I don't really update two of them because it's just such a hassle. But
no, I understand that.
I have one main account, and it's just Facebook/Bianca.A.Barnett. People can subscribe. I can't, you know, get any more friends, but they can subscribe.
I hate that Facebook does that. That kills me.
I know. I was looking at MySpace just out of curiosity because I haven't looked there in a while, and there's no limit really to friends you can have on MySpace.
It's kind of like Facebook even realizes that there's a limit to what you can actually look at in your feed. It's just like, no, you don't have 3 days to look through a day's worth of content.
True.
Okay, so now we've been starting to do this with every guest, and it just kind of gives people a little insight into who you are. But when I say go, I'm going to ask you as many questions as possible in 60 seconds.
Okay. I've never done this before, so.
You've never done this before? Okay.
No, nothing like this, no.
Okay, well, this will be fun.
Okay.
these will be this or that questions, okay?
Okay.
You don't necessarily have to choose one or the other. Just say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
And these are fucking all over the place. They're
okay.
All over the board. Okay, so you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, and here we go. George Romero or Robert Kirkman?
Romero.
Nice. Whips or chains?
Whips.
Nice. High five or butt slap?
High five.
Nice. Your zombie apocalypse weapon?
Chainsaw.
Wonderful. Last thing you had to drink?
Diet cream soda.
Freddy or Jason?
Oh, Freddy.
Thin crust or deep dish?
Thin.
Nice. Wonderful. Color of the bra you're wearing?
I'm not wearing one right now.
Perfect. What's the last thing you had to eat?
A bowl of cereal.
Wonderful. Spider-Man or Batman?
Batman.
Nice. Thongs or bikini briefs?
Hipster boy shorts.
Nice. Kevin Smith or Judd Apatow?
Oh, that's hard. Kevin Smith.
Perfect. Regular or decaf?
Oh, regular all the way.
And that's a minute. Fantastic.
Oh, cool.
Fantastic. You're quick on your feet. Outstanding. Oh, Bianca, thank you so much for being on the program with us tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
You are an awesome chick, both talented and beautiful. That doesn't happen very, very often. So.
Thanks.
Follow her on Facebook and Twitter. Check out biancabarnett.com. Watch her video casts, WTF. Watch this film. Those are very cool. And thank you so much. We would love to have you on again anytime. You are welcome.
I'd love to.
Yeah, it'd be absolutely great to get you back on around the time that movie comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that you have coming out that you want to promote, we would be happy to put you on the air. So.
Oh, that sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, and we will talk soon.
All right.
Dude, that chick is awesome. She is fucking awesome. So glad we had her on the show. Audience, check that girl out. Thank you again to her for being on our show. Indeed. She is important peoples. Okay, folks, we're coming to the end of the show here. Once again, this being our very first uncensored episode here on Jackalope Radio, we wanted to commemorate this occasion by doing something else that was a little special, didn't we, Daniel? We decided that we was going to wax Daniel's back and ass.
Not my ass.
On the radio. We got your ass, sir. We got right above
my ass.
We got right above it. We got the hair that runs. What do you call it? If it was the other side, it would be the taint. Not the taint.
Not the taint.
It would be the, what do you call that?
It's the lower back.
The love trail there.
The love trail?
If your asshole had a love trail, that's what we waxed.
Oh, you kidding.
And we decided we were going to put it on the radio. Without further ado, here is Daniel getting his back and his upper ass crack waxed right here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a first on the Sam and Dan Nation.
This is a first, period.
Our friend Nicole's over here, and I have convinced Daniel to wax his back. Now, Daniel is a hairy motherfucker. He looks like a wildebeest. He's like half man, half Sasquatch. Like, I don't know if that's your Jewish Italian heritage or whatever the fuck you got going on over there, but your entire back looks like a bear's asshole.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
You're like a walking shag carpet, sir. All right, so I tried to get him to do his balls, but he refuses to do his balls, so we're gonna do his back. Daniel's never had anything waxed before in his life. This is real shit. This is not staged. We're going to rip some fucking hair out of this asshole right now. Not out of his actual asshole, just out of this asshole. All right, what's going on? Is it warm? You like it, sugar? Is it good?
It's pretty warm.
Yeah, I bet it is. Lay it on there. Get a good hairy patch. Get a nice hairy... Oh, it's going to suck so bad, sir. Oh, it's going to suck so bad. I sort of feel bad for you, but I don't. I really don't, because you're letting us do it. All right, how are we doing?
I'm fine with having chest hair.
All right. So the boys can run their fingers through it.
Is it dry?
It's dry. wait for it. All right, it's going to be like ripping off a Band-Aid that's part of your flesh.
Ooh,
you ready?
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
It's not all off yet.
Oh, that figures.
Ready? Jerk it.
Ah, it's the start that hurts.
I bet it is.
Once it gets going, it's not too bad.
Yes, that is bad. Jerk it, jerk it, jerk it. Oh, it sucks so bad, doesn't it?
Oh,
do that little patch of hair by his asshole. Dude, just do that little patch right above his butt crack. Right above his butt crack. Come on, layer on there. Layer on there.
Just do patches all over me.
We're not. I just
job.
I just want a little. Put a little hit. Put it right there. Get it, baby.
Oh God, it's warm.
It is warm. Daniel has hair wax running down the crack of his ass currently.
Not true.
This is more of your ass than I've ever wanted to see.
Oh Jesus!
Is it warm? You
it's
like
warm.
That? Better that than a hot load on your lower back.
It doesn't feel like you're going left enough. Like, at least make me look patchy and symmetrical form.
Gonna call you Patches from now on after this. What's up, Patches? How's it going, Patches?
Serious, why are you going so far right? Go this way, son.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. That's gonna be vile. Oh, boy, here we go. Yeah!
Oh, God!
Oh, that's gotta suck! Oh, you're bleeding! Holy shit, sir! Oh my god!
You got me sound like Prince over
it's
here.
It's wonderful!
Oh shit!
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh, it's good! It's good! I was considering masturbating during that. I should have.
Oh, Jesus. How much more?
I think that's it. I think she got it. I think she got it. All right. Jesus Christ.
Fuck.
Tell him off there, Dubby.
Sounds like I'm getting raped.
It does. It does. It has a taste of rape in it. That's going to do it for us tonight. Thank you for listening. Once again, a big thanks to Miss Bianca Barnett for being on the program this evening. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. To take us out tonight, here's a song from a Lonely Island. I'm on a boat. I love this fucking song. I wish we were on a boat right now. Do you think the trailer floats?
Probably not.
We should
you
put,
can get a houseboat, which is basically a trailer that floats.
Just put pontoons under it and shove it out into the Ohio River. Float our ass to Cincinnati. Have a good night, people. Peace.
Oh, shit. Get your towels ready. It's about to go down. Everybody in the place hit the fucking deck. But stay on your motherfucking toes. We running this. Let's go.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Motherfucking boat.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker, take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busting five knot, wind whipping at my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker, cause I'm on a boat.
Picture trick, I'm on a boat, bitch. Drinking Santana champ cause it's so crisp. I got my swim trunks and my flipping floppies. I'm flipping burgers, you at Kinko's, straight flipping cabbage.
I'm riding on a dolphin, doing flips and shit. The dolphin's splashing, getting everybody all wet. But this ain't SeaWorld, this is real as it gets. I'm on a boat, motherfucker, don't you ever forget.
I'm on a boat and it's going fast and I got a